Hi, this is Walter Trout, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
The way you walk, I'm crazy about your walk. I love the way you walk. You my baby, I got my eyes on you. I like the way you sweat. 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 You my babe, I got my eyes on you. You got dimples in your jaw. 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 You my babe, I got my eyes on you.
It all started around 47 years ago. I tried to work it. Oh, welcome to the show, by the way. It's The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe and on Skybird Radio in the USA, and of course as an MP3 file. And we're celebrating our 10th birthday as a blues program in its present incarnation. But I started listening to the blues and eventually as a DJ playing the blues back in the 1960s. And when I was trying to work out probably the first blues number which stuck in my brain above all of the pop music that was around, I guess that has to be the one, really. And it's two incarnations there, the original version from the 1950s from John Lee Hooker, and then the band in the Northeast, who are my local house band at the Club Agogo in Newcastle. But I saw them many times in many different clubs, the Key Club and also the Downbeat Club and places like that. And that's The Animals and their slightly speedier version of Dimples, opening up The Raven and the Blues on our 10th birthday. I sit here with all the windows open. It's been a gorgeous week here in the UK, so you can hear bits of Heathrow. Because it's a birthday, I've got birthday cards. Susie in Spain, thank you so much. Denise and Chris in Loughborough, thank you. The Orc card had a badge, 10 years old. We've got no cake. We've got no champagne. I've got some fizzy water. How rock and roll is that? And what I thought I'd do for this week's programme is to look back at the 10 years. And basically, originally I was going to do the best album, my favourite albums of each year, but I couldn't really work it out. What I do have is a database with 6,584 tracks on it, every track we've played over the 10 years. So I thought the best thing to do was to look at each show in isolation and find out which album I played the most of. Now, in 1999, when the show started the first week of July, I didn't really have that many blues records because I'd been working in radio and I'd been using the records in the library, basically. And in 97, when I started out, I was freelance, and so I went on a big shopping spree and bought loads of compilation blues records. And so there isn't really a record for 1999. By the time we get into the year 2000, I've started to get quite a reasonable library. And looking at the year 2000, surprisingly, this gentleman came up as the band I featured the most. Now, it could be because he has the same surname. It's Reverend Raven and the Chainsmoking Altar Boys. And here he is with Beehive Baby.
yeah, maybe we can get together and bust. Come on, Shady, and be my behind with your body and sparkling. You look so good. Stingerize. Come on, Shady, and be my beehive. We'll be right back.
be surprised when you find out what the most played albums were over the last decade, because they're not the ones you would kind of expect, really. That's Reverend Raven and the Chainsmoking Altar Boys. They are Cadillac Peteron on guesting on harmonica, Jeff Roberts on guitar, Ron Kovac on Hammond, Brad Bill on bass, and Vic Spann on drums, and of course the Reverend Raven himself on guitar and vocals. From the album Slow Burn, which came out towards the end of 98-99, I didn't get hold of until the year 2000, and that was my most played album of the year in the year 2000. Move forward 1 year and we get to an album which came out in 2000 itself, but I started playing in 2001, and it's one of my favourites, all-time favourites, really, Kebmo. The album is called The Door, and here is Lulaloo.
I'm looking out my window, feeling kind of blue. I ain't heard from my baby, did she find somebody new? So I called up her number, and her number had changed. So I climbed up to the mountain, and I screamed out her name. I said, hey, 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 my, my, lulaloo. Lulaloo, don't leave me, I will do anything for you. Lulaloo, you make me feel so fine. Lulaloo, I need you, don't take your love away. Lulaloo, oh woman, don't make me cry, don't make me cry. I stood out on the corner, I walked up and down the street, looking for my Lula with that smile so nice and sweet. I'm not gonna hide it, my love just keeps on growing, 'cause she looks so good to me, whether she's coming or she's going. I said, hey, 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 my, my, Lulaloo. Lulaloo, don't leave me, I will do anything for you. Lulaloo, you make me feel so fine. Lulaloo, I need you, don't take your love away. Lulaloo, oh woman, don't make me cry, don't make me cry. Well, maybe she just needs some time alone, or maybe my little Lula's heart has suddenly turned to stone. I can't give up on Lula, I've got to take a stand. So I wrote this little letter and I give it to the postman. It said, baby, please call me, please drop me a line. Come on, throw an old dog a bone, I need to know if you're still mine. I said, hey, 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 my, my, lulaloo. Lulaloo, don't leave me, I will do anything for you. Lulaloo, you make me feel so fine. Lulaloo, I need you, don't take your love away. Lulaloo, oh woman, don't make me cry, don't make me cry. My, my, lulaloo, lulaloo. My, my, lulaloo.
My most played album of 2001, The Door from Keb Mo. When I've been doing this, I haven't been counting the compilation albums and the jeweled CDs, all those things. It's so about the individual artists, and that has a track called Lula Lou, The Raven and the Blues. 2002 now, we move to the UK, an album which was recorded in Brighton, in Southsea, in July of 2001, came out in the very early days of 2002 on Roof Records. A young guy called Ainsley Lister. It is a live album, and it's, I enjoyed it so much, I've used it so often at various gigs I've been working at, but it's just a great sort of blues live album. And so, on stage, Ainsley Lister, South Parade Pier, Southsea, July 01, the most played album of 2002, and here he is with the track Mean Old World.
Live it by yourself. Well, this mean old world, you can live it by yourself. You can't get the one you love, have to use somebody else. Pack my things and go. I have love. I'm gonna pack my things and go. Well, I guess you don't like me 'cause you love a Mr. So-and-so.
Superb live album, and one I loved enormously, and became the most album played album on the Raven and the Blues in the year 2002. Super Kevin Pilgers, it's called, the name of the album, and that's Mean Old World. Okay, into 2003 now, and who do we go next? Staying in the UK, but somebody who'd was living by this stage in Switzerland. It was the last album before he died towards the end of 2003, suddenly had a heart attack and passed away. His name is Robert Palmer. It was my album of the year without a doubt, and it was Robert Palmer going back to his blues roots. Again, it's a superb album, not one duff track on it, and here he is with Who's Fooling Who.
You said that you were home and better sleep. I saw you with him walking down the street. You ain't fooling no one, tell
challenge you, baby, when you walked into his place. I wanted to stop you, but the door slammed in my face. The next day I saw you and asked you where you'd been. You said you went out with your mama and a very, very good friend. Tell me who. Best friend doing nothing wrong. I knew you were lying, as any fool can see. You couldn't have been with her when she's been the night with me. Tell me who.
I was going to say a trend. I suppose it was a trend in a way. Chris Rea had gone back to his blues roots. He'd been diagnosed with, he thought then, a terminal disease. It turned out not to be. Thankfully, he's still with us. But he went back to his blues roots with a double CD set called Dancing Down the Stony Road. And then at the same time, Robert Palmer, with his album Drive, went back to his blues roots as well, because he was with bands like Vinegar Joe and Dada long before he had a solo career. And it was such a great, great album. Lots of old blues standards in there too. 16 great tracks. And that is Who's Fooling Who? Nobody at all. You're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, our 10th anniversary programme. We haven't been with Talk Radio Europe, of course, for 10 years. It started on BFBS Radio back in 1997. I've been playing blues for 40 years in radio and in different shows, but this is the longest running show over the last decade, basically. The Raven and the Blues, looking at the records I played the most of each year over the last decade, and we get now to 2004 and Guy Davis, who was a guest on the show in a live session a couple of years ago. But back in 2004, the album which came out then was called Chocolate to the Bone. We played more tracks from that CD than any other album through the course of the year. And here he is with Tell Me Where the Road Is.
I've hopped a thousand train, Lord, and I rode a million miles. I never had no ticket, just a song and a smile. And all along the way, I played the blues on my guitar. I met women in big cities. I got drunk in every bar. Can anybody tell me where the road is? I'm just trying to find my way back home. Can anybody tell me where the road is? I'm just trying to find my way back home. I bought cocaine in California. Well, I sold it to a judge. I asked him to go easy, but his honor wouldn't budge. Well, he couldn't catch me running, Lord. I left it all behind. The need for getting high, it was all in my mind. Can anybody tell me where the road is? I'm just trying to find my way back home. Can anybody tell me where the road is? I'm just trying to find my way back home. When I was young, I always swore I'd live with no regrets. I found out later Father Time wasn't taking any bets. Well, I took a vow up north, and then I met a girl down south. The promises I made turned to dust inside my mouth. Can anybody tell me where the road is? I'm just trying to find my way back home.
off to talk to her. She told me to wait. I could hear the children crying, Lord, I knew it was too late. I cursed my fate loudly, and I swore there was no God. But leaving town is easy, it's staying home that's hard. Can anybody tell me where the road is? I'm just trying to find my way back home. Oh, can anybody tell me where the road is? I'm just trying to find my way back home. Begging my way blind past all the bridges that I burned. I'm telling everybody all the lessons that I've learned. I'm heading back for home, that is if it still exists. I've gotta try to find all the years that I missed. Can anybody tell me where the road is? I'm just trying to find my way back home. Anybody tell me where the road is? I'm just trying to find my way back home. Can anybody tell me where the road is? I'm just trying to find my way back home. I'm just trying to find my way back home.
Can anybody tell me where the road is? From the album which came out back in 2004 called Chocolate to the Bone. Guy Davis was a guest here and he did a great live version of Livetown, not Livetown, Limetown. If you want to hear Guy Davis' session, all you got to do is go to the Raven and the Blues page, which you'll find at raven.dj. Look for the Raven and the Blues and then scroll down through all the pictures and you will see Guy Davis and click on his name underneath and you can hear the complete session from a couple of years ago. And of course, all the other sessions too. The Raven and the Blues page is where you'll find links to all the artists and all the other things you need to know, really. And also you can make a donation. Andrew Dark made a donation. Thank you, Andrew. He's in Jib. And while we're mentioning people in that part of the world, David Gutteridge became my tweeting friend, basically my Facebook friend, and also he's on Twitter as well. Listens to the show. He is a transportation specialist. He takes people to and from the airport at Alicante, and also Frankie Hatton in Gibraltar also listens as well, so mentions to you. Other people who've sent their greetings on the anniversary, Bob Inman, he lives just around the corner in Egham, not very far away at all. I could probably turn the hi-fi up loud. You could probably hear it. I think I've said that before. Thank you for your kind words, Bob. And also, who else? I'm running out here. Oh, I know, we have one more. Dave Allen, the blues man Dave Allen, who is Ealing, which is just about 7 or 8 miles north of us here on the Thames. And they've got a blues festival taking place on the 26th in Ealing. Sadly, I'll be in Portugal for that particular festival. Don't get back until the Monday, but there's some good bands on there, and we'll give you more information of that festival next week, I think. Okay, moves to 2005 now, and the album of the year for me, the one that played the most. Again, it took me by surprise when I saw the printout from the 6,500 tracks we've played on the show over the course of the last 10 years. The album I played the most of in 2005 was from Northern Blues, the gorgeous Jennifer Magnus, the album Do I Move You? And here she is with the title track, and Jennifer, you do.
Are you willing? Do I groove you? Is it thrilling? Do I soothe you? Tell the truth now. Do I move you? Are you loose now? The answer better be. It pleases me. Are you ready for this action? Does it give you satisfaction? Are you hip to what I'm saying? If you are, pleases me. From your head down to your liver, if you like it, let me know. Don't be shy, boy, or you'll blow it. The answer better be.
The album Do I Move You and Jennifer You Do, Jennifer Magnus, and title track of the album. By the year 2005, The Blues Show was then 6 years old, roughly, and for the first time it'd become a podcast. It had been always a listen again service. You could go to the BFBS radio site, click on the link and hear the show, but of course that didn't really attract that many people because, of course, the internet was kind of young, people didn't have broadband, all of those things. 2004, it became one of the first podcasts, along with Dawn and Drew and Adam Curry and the like. And roughly about, I think Tony Styler-Dennison and I started roughly the same time, I think, but let's not argue about it. And by the time we get to 2005, the podcast as a medium was becoming pretty well accepted. And I think we all were picking up quite sizable audiences, which was good news. And all of a sudden now we're getting listeners from all across the world. And people who've been with us ever since, really. People who've made regular contact almost every year and say, I'm still here. Let's mention one of those now, Jeff Tielicker. I think Jeff's newish, I think. Thank you for your kind donation, Jeff, towards the programme. And you also read the comment of Eric Hovey last week when I said, how far is Fort Dodge from Iowa City? And as you've sort of worked out, it's as far as London is from Sheffield. So it's quite some distance. Anyway, The Raven and the Blues, looking at the most popular CDs of the 10 years of the existence of the programme. And as I said earlier on, it surprised me and may surprise you, really, on the CDs that are coming up. But that's the way it works out. They were played the most in each individual year. The year is now 2006, and the album for me, which I played the most tracks from, is called Blues Mongrel. It's a great harmonica player called Carlos Del Junco, and here he is with plain old Down Home Blues.
One, two, three, If your mind's a devil workshop and you don't know which satellite to choose, if your mind's a devil workshop and you don't know which satellite to choose, in other words, I'm telling you, you've got the plain old blues. And if you gamble with fate, somebody's got to lose. If you gamble with fate, somebody's got to lose. You might become the victim of the plan.
Yungo, the album Blues Mongrel, and the most played album of 2006 on The Raven and the Blues, and that is a track called Plain Old Down Home Blues. And so we get to the year 2007. And again, an odd album, really. An album I first heard, I think, on Austin Riffs when Mark and Miss V played it. I contacted the band in New York and they sent me a copy of the album. I was lucky enough to meet the guys in the band in Portugal last year at this time when they were on the Friday night. Didn't see them working on stage, but I met them the day afterwards. I'm going back to Portugal in 2 weeks' time again for this year's event. The band are called Hazmat Modine. The album is called Bahamut. It's not blues as you would know it in some ways, but I did feature it. It was my most played album of the year 2007, and here they are with their definitive Yesterday Morning.
I felt so lonely. felt like I was dead. Don't you know that I'm sorry? I know I've done you wrong. Yeah. I hope you forgive me. How long can this go on? I said.
That's a track I first heard on Austin Riffs and I was hooked. It sort of gets into your brain and stays there. Hazmat Modine, I was lucky enough to meet Wade Schumann and Joe Daly in Portugal this time last year almost, but missed their set. And that's the album called Bahamut, and it was the most played album on the Raven and the Blues in the year 2007. We get into the year 2008, I'm still on BFBS Radio, but in the early part of 2008, BFBS, because it has to make swinging cuts, axes all its specialist programmes, including the Blues Show, and then luckily REM in Spain, which eventually becomes Talk Radio Europe, pick me up, and that's where I've been for the last year and a quarter, which is good news too. In the meantime, of course, the podcast audience have been growing all the time, which is also good news. Let's move now into 2008, and the album again, which took me by surprise, the one I've played the most of last year, is this one. Title track of the album coming up right now, Van Morrison and Keep It Simple.
Fuck me when I was singing this song, trying to get back to something more simple than we held in my clean. Cause I told it like it was. Wrote about disappointment and grief, wrote about what we really didn't need in our lives, make us feel alive and whole. Illusions and pipe dreams on the one hand, and straight reality is always cold. Saying something hard is off the wall, and it might seem too bold. Mock me when it got out of hand, nobody tried to understand. Now we've got to keep it simple, and that's that. Something hard is off the wall, and it just might be too bold. I'm out here on the running board, well, I've been there a time before, but got to keep it simple to save ourselves. Mark me when I try to get back. Said the train was completely off the track, and we got to get back something simple to save ourselves. Oh, and we got to get back nothing simple just to save yourself. Well, I got to get back to something simple just to save yourself. Well, you got to keep it simple just to, and that's that. Oh, you got to keep it simple nowadays, and that's just that. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Got to keep it simple nowadays, and that's just the way it is. And you got to keep it simple these days, cause that's the way it is. Well, you gotta keep it simple, and that's that.
Long been one of my favourites. I've played him many times over the years. Van Morrison, some would argue it's not strictly blues, but to me it fits quite neatly within the genre. And that's the title track of the album which came out and was the most played album on the show in the year 2008, and Keep It Simple. Okay, we haven't got as far as the end of 2009 yet. What I have now done is looked at the most played tracks from any album over the course of the last decade. And this is the one that comes up. So we move now to our most played album in the whole 10 years. It's the album from B.B. King and Eric Clapton and Riding with the King, and here they are with the title track, Riding with the King. Surprise as well. In fact, the whole show took me by surprise when I decided to look at the most played albums of each year and I saw what the database churned out. I really was taken aback. I mean, I know I've liked all the albums I've played, but I thought other ones would have been in there too. Okay. Riding with the King, title track of the album, Eric Clapton and B.B. King together. And I've played out every track from that album, obviously at least once. It's been played 17 times in the course of the 10 years. We opened up with Dimples, which also is the most played track on the whole show, and that's been played 15 times altogether in 10 years. Let's close the show with a track which is rivaling it, up as far as 14, and played... let's see whoever I played it by. Open it up to here. Can I open that? Yeah. I played it by Manfred Mann, Pinetop Perkins, Luther Snake Boy Johnson, Etta James, Cat and the Lito Blues Band in Spain. She did it live in Mijas last year, but we're going to close with the person who did it first, basically. I hope you've enjoyed our 10th anniversary programme. Drop me an email, please, dave@raven.dj. Visit the website and let me know where you are in the world. I've got loads of new material for next week. Wherever you are in the world, have a great week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. Let's close with I've Got My Mojo Working, but it just won't work on you.
Got my mojo working,
Blues Band.